Elliot. Written by Sue Behrendt. Illustrated by Hannah Hutchins. Translated by Leah Schulze. Narrated by Britta Gartner. It was just 2 weeks until the start of term. That meant it was time for Elliot and Gran to go shopping for a new school uniform.
My school uniform has to be just right, said Elliot. We're having our class photograph taken on the first day, and I don't want to look like the odd one out.
The trouble was, it wasn't exactly easy for Elliot to find clothes that fit. Mainly because Elliot was an alien from the planet Neptune. Elliot didn't have 2 ears on the side of his head. He had 2 Ohren on stalks on the top of his Kopf, so he could hear everything for miles around. Elliot didn't have just 2 eyes. He had 3 Augen, so he could see in every direction at once. Elliot didn't just have 2 legs. He had 4 Beine, which helped him run very fast. Elliot didn't have just 10 fingers. He had 3 fingers at the end of each arm, which made him an average piano player. Elliot didn't have just 2 arms. He had 6 arme, which meant he was excellent at doing handstands. Elliot didn't have just 1 belly button like most humans. He had 5 Bauchnabel. Nobody was sure why. And just like everyone else on Neptune, Elliot was shaped a bit like a potato. The tailors on Neptune were used to making school uniforms that fit young Neptunians like Elliot. But Elliot and Gran weren't on Neptune. They were on Earth. So they had to find a school uniform in London to fit 2 Ohren on stalks and 3 Augen, 4 Beine und 5 Bauchnabel und 6 Arme with 3 fingers each. Most jackets, jumpers and shirts in London shops only had enough sleeves for 2 Arme. So it didn't matter how many Jacken, Pullover und Hemden the shop assistant at Simpson and Wallace brought out for Elliot to try. None of them fit. Almost all trousers and underpants came with holes for 2 Beine. So it didn't matter how many Hosen und Unterhosen the shop assistant at Givens and Falcon brought out for Elliot to try. They didn't have enough holes for each Bein. Socks were made to fit feet with 5 toes. So it didn't matter how many Socken the shop assistant at Oswald Spencer brought out for Elliot to try. None of them fit his 3-toed feet. Gloves came with 5 fingers. So it didn't matter how many pairs of Handschuhe the shop assistant at Rumbelow's brought out for Elliot to try. They always had too many finger holes. hats were only big enough to fit Köpfe with small ears. So it didn't matter how many Hüte the shop assistant at Barbarossa and Daughters brought out for Elliot to try, he couldn't squeeze his zwei Ohren on stalks inside them. Elliot liked being different, but not too different.
What if we never find any clothes that fit me?
Elliot asked worriedly.
If I'm not wearing any Kleidung, I look silly in the class photo.
Oh, we'll find you just the right Jacke, Pullover und Hemd, said Gran. And Handschuhe und Socken, too.
Und eine Hose und eine Unterhose?
Asked Elliot.
Of course, said Gran. Und einen Hut vor zwei Ohren on stalks.
Back at home, Gran started to make the tea. Elliot sat in the living room and worried while he fiddled with a piece of blauer wool poking out of Gran's knitting bag. The more worried he got, the more he pulled, and the more blauer wool unraveled. Soon it was tangled around his sechs Arme. Then it was wrapped around his vier Beine. And when Gran came in with the tea, Elliot was completely covered in blauer wool.
Oh, my!
she said and laughed.
You've given me a wonderful idea.
That very afternoon, Gran taught Elliot how to knit. With drei Augen und sechs Armen, Elliot could knit with zwei sets of knitting needles at the same time, so it only took him 1 week to knit. Einen grauen Pullover with sechs sleeves. Sechs orange Handschuhe with drei Fingern each. Und vier gelbe Socken. The next week, Gran taught Elliot how to sew. With drei Augen und sechs Armen, Elliot could use zwei sewing machines at once, so it only took him a week to sew. Eine blaue Jacke und zwei weiße Hemden, with sechs sleeves each. Drei grüne Hosen und vier Unterhosen, with vier legs each. Und einen roten Hut, big enough for zwei Ohren on stalks. So when Elliot's alarm clock rang on the first morning of term, Elliot had a completely new Schuluniform ready to wear.
I just know I'm going to ruin the class photo, said Elliot nervously as he and Gran arrived at the school gates.
Ruin it?
Cried Gran in disbelief.
Don't be silly. You'll be the best thing in it. Now, hurry to class. I think I heard the bell go.
Very slowly, Elliot opened the classroom door and peeked in. And guess what? Every one of Elliot's classmates wore einen grauen Pullover, ein weißes Hemd, eine grüne Hose und gelbe Socken. Their blauen Jacken und roten Hüte hung on pegs and their orange handschuhe were folded neatly beside them.
"Line up, children," called the teacher. "Let's get our class photograph taken before your Schuluniformen get all grubby and creased."
Elliot sighed with relief. His Schuluniform didn't make him look like the odd one out at all. Instead, he looked exactly the same as everybody else. Well, almost. Because, in a very special way, Elliot was still different. He had zwei Ohren on stalks and drei Augen, vier Beine und fünf Bauchnabel and sechs Arme with drei Fingern each. Although, to be fair, there was another kid in the class who was shaped a bit like a potato. Glossary. Arm, arm. Augen, eyes. Bauchnabel, belly button. Bein, leg. Blau, blue. Drei, three. Finger, finger. Fünf, five. Gelb, yellow. Grau, grey. Grün, green. Handschuhe, gloves. Hemd, shirt. Hose, trousers. Hut, hat. Jacke, jacket. Kleidung, clothes. Kopf, head. Ohr, ear. Orange, orange. Pullover, jumper. Roten, red. Schuluniform, school uniform. Sechs, six. Socken, socks. Und, and. Unterhose, underpants. Vier, four. Weiß, white. Zwei, two. Activity book time. Activity book, page 8. Elliot knows the song Heads, Shoulders, Knees and Toes. But the German version is a bit different. It's head, shoulders, knees and feet instead. Have a look at the words in German and try and sing along with me. We'll start slowly. Kopf, Schultern, Knie und Fuß, Kopf, Schultern, Knie und Fuß, ich habe Ohren, Augen, Nase und Mund, Kopf, Schultern, Knie und Fuß. And now, a little faster. Kopf, Schultern, Knie und Fuß. Kopf, Schultern, Knie und Fuß. Ich habe Ohren, Augen, Nase und Mund. Kopf, Schultern, Knie und Fuß. Let's see whether you can sing it even faster. Kopf, Schultern, Knie und Fuß, Knie und Fuß. Kopf, Schultern, Knie und Fuß, Knie und Fuß. Ich habe Ohren, Augen, Nase und Mund. Kopf, Schultern, Knie und Fuß. Brilliant. Well done.